We're carrying on this afternoon with a message series we've been doing about prayer, inventively titled A Short Message Series About Prayer. And so far, we've been learning a lot about prayer, how to pray, the importance of prayer, how to pray when you're in a crisis. Today, we're going to do something a bit different. We're going to look at a prayer in the Bible, not so much to learn how to pray, but just because it's an amazing passage of scripture that I think God wants to put on our hearts this morning. So it's a bit of a cheat, really. It is a prayer, but we're going to just look at this prayer together. So if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 21. If you don't worry, the words will all be up there on the screen. So let's look at this fantastic prayer. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I love those words, fantastic. Fantastic words, and they tell us about the glorious riches of God. It talks about the things God wants to bless us with and fill our lives with out of his glorious riches. It talks about power, talks about strength, talks about faith, love, talks about having Christ dwell in our hearts, talks about being filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. These are all things that are part of God's glorious riches. And what I want to do this afternoon is just pick out three words, three big ideas, really, from this passage. I want to talk about power. I want to talk about faith. And I want to talk about love. Maybe if you were asked to say three words that sum up your life right now, I wonder if you would say power, faith, and love. These are the things God wants our lives to be full of, out of his glorious riches. And I believe that today, maybe God wants to give us a fresh top-up of some of these things, a fresh top-up of power, of faith, and of love. This is God's glorious riches. You know, God is very, very rich. He is rich financially, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but all